Blog Talk Radio.
Production.
Greetings. I am Mansoor Bey, the host of Ask Mansoor Bey, where I encourage people to no risk and no reward, because when you manage well, you don't have to be a slave for money or an unfortunate circumstance. Now, the key to a good financial investment portfolio is making sure your estate planning is in order, first with your will, trust, and dividend-paying life insurance policy or policies. Then there is an unlimited range as far as how you want to grow your financial investment portfolio in any way you like or choose, is what you see fit. Now, there are many people who have a will and a trust and a life insurance policy, but not in the manner of using them as a financial tool, but more or less as leaving something behind for their family. By retitling all of your assets to a trust and insuring most or all of those assets with the dividend-paying life insurance policy will provide more protection and benefits than any other financial product on the planet. But if you have just a traditional life insurance policy, then you're missing the big picture, because you're leaving money on the table that should belong to you, but instead that extra money is going to someone else's pocket or portfolio. And this is where most people go wrong with growing their financial investment portfolio. Here are five mistakes when building a financial investment portfolio. Number one, owning everything. The goal is to control everything but own nothing. Because if every single thing on this planet and universe belongs to God, then realistically, how can you own any of it? Because you came into this world with nothing, and when you die, you can't take it with you. Which brings me to the second mistake people go wrong with growing their financial investment portfolio. Number two, putting all their possessions in their name. This is the quickest way to get into debt because you have no access to counteract the money you put up. The system benefits those who have a business and those who have a trust. It allows you to utilize tax deductions and tax deferment, which is big when it comes to keeping as most of your earnings, savings, and profits. By things being in your name, you make it difficult for yourself to attain credit and borrow money, whereas when you have a trust in a business, you can use your personal credit as a second, third, or last resort. Now, number three, leaving your future for others to manage. Well, we hear all the stories all the time, especially with high net worth individuals, celebrities, and professional athletes. And to make my point, earlier this year, there was a breaking story about Kevin Garnett, a professional basketball player who lost $77 million to his accountant, who was paying millions to a guy who was locked up in prison. And man, how does that even happen? It's easy. When you're not managing your own money and assets, then we can see this kind of story play over all the time in the news, like with Red Fox years ago, or Bernie Madoff, a stockbroker who made off with millions of other people's money with the Ponzi scheme. All of this happens because people are too lazy to manage their own finances and wealth. They prefer to leave their money and their future in the hands of someone else. It's easy to do your own bookkeeping and keep track of your own investment, but don't get me wrong. I do believe in using services from an accountant, broker, and financial advisor, but put them in the role of a professional assistant that helps you out with your financial management. And then number four, not retitling your assets in the name of their trust. Many who create trusts do so to help their beneficiaries avoid public and often lengthy and expensive probate process. Now, unfortunately, some people may not retitle their assets into the fund after the creation of the trust. And failing to retitle an asset like your home into a trust can cause additional complications. A house and any other asset not retitled into the trust will have to go through the probate process. You want to avoid any assets you own having to go through a probate process where attorneys in court collect fees and that money should be going to your heirs. It's always a waste of time and money when you're not properly prepared. And then number five, not insuring your high-value assets and personal liabilities. Anytime you encounter a financial loss, you want comprehensive protection to safeguard any asset like fine homes, luxury automobiles, yachts, planes, excess liability, fine art and other collectibles, and more. And if you go to the mainstream route of insurance, of insuring your assets, then again, you're missing the big picture because you're leaving money on the table, which should belong to you, like equity, dividends, and 100% ownership. But instead, that extra money is going into someone else's pocket or portfolio. Do you have a dream? Do you have a dream about your life? Do you know where you want to live? What you want to drive? And the type of clothes you want to wear? Have you ever stopped to calculate exactly what it would cost you in financial terms to achieve that desired lifestyle? If you're like most people, then the answer is no. That's why it's important to build a properly structured asset protection portfolio. But what is a complete asset protection portfolio or financial investment portfolio? Basically, it is a term defined as an individual who has fully funded retirement accounts, is debt-free, has an emergency cash reserve, owns diversified investments across different asset classes, and invests in themselves. Here's what a typical financial investment portfolio might include: life insurance policy, CDs or certificate of deposits, mutual funds, Roth IRAs, additional properties like a lake home, cabin, condominium, rental and commercial properties, jewelry and antiques, vintage cars, trading cards, coins, and stamp collections, a yacht, private jet or plane, and a recreational vehicle. An inheritance, a 403B or drop account, even in employer 401k contributions, pension plan, and future Social Security payments. And here's the funny thing about those typical assets included in a financial investment portfolio. Some of those items, like the cars, the yachts, the plane, RV, trading cards, coins, collections, will normally be secured with insurance in case it's destroyed or stolen. And if these items are something that was passed down to you, or if you have a passion for them, then I would keep them in my portfolio. But you can have a stronger performing portfolio by substituting each one of those items with the dividend-paying life insurance policy that's guaranteed to grow with compound interest as long as you're alive, then roll over into an heir's account and continue to compound interest. And for the financial products like CDs, mutual funds, Roth IRAs, 401ks, and 403bs, the financial institutions that provide these instruments or investments and retirement products don't even use their own products most of the time, but instead invest in dividend-paying life insurance policies where they get 100% ownership, cash value, equity, and dividends, then sell you an inferior product with a lower interest rate, like 2-3%, while they're getting a 4-6% return on investment. That's why I mentioned you could be leaving money on the table setting up a portfolio with the mainstream route. Now, going the mainstream route can run you into problems faced by many investors. Although many investments are easily identifiable, some are not. It is important to carefully consider what you should include and exclude from your financial investment portfolio because it can have an impact on your asset allocation. Now, if you misdefine your investment portfolio, you may wind up with an asset allocation that is less efficient in meeting your needs. And a financial investment portfolio should consist of financial assets that you would be willing to sell for spending money or that generate some form of spending money either now or sometime in the future. This is why I promote dividend-paying life insurance policies because it provides you bank ability to loan and borrow money, no questions asked. Now, many items such as mutual funds, stocks, bonds are obvious, but other items such as your house or pension payments are less clear. Here are 4 points to consider if you are uncertain about what to include or exclude as part of your financial investment portfolio. First point, is there a dollar value that can attach to it? Some assets are difficult to value. For instance, stock options on your employer's stock. If the value is vague, inclusion in your overall portfolio will add little meaning. It will serve only to confuse your allocation strategy. Second point, is it of substantial or material value? Some items may not be worth much relative to other assets. For example, you may only carry small balances in your checking account. If the item is not worth much relative to other assets, it is not worth the effort to add it to your overall portfolio. Third point, is it an asset that, if not included in your portfolio, would cause you to structure your portfolio differently? An example could be pension payments you are receiving after retirement. Excluding these payments from consideration may cause you to invest a substantially higher amount in fixed income securities than would otherwise be the case. They should therefore be included. Now, fourth point, is it an investment asset or a consumption asset? An investment asset is a financial asset that you would not mind liquidating for cash to spend and should be included in your investment portfolio. A consumption asset is purchased for purposes other than simply investing, such as your home, a housing need, or collectible like a hobby or passion. These will be more difficult to part with, and therefore you may not want to include in your financial investment portfolio. So what will it take to build a properly structured financial investment portfolio once you have established your estate planning? Here are 10 easy steps. The first step is to sit down and make a list of everything you own, all your assets such as cars, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, cash, bank accounts, and everything you owe, your liabilities such as student loans, credit card balances, and whatever else. And to be brutally honest, don't keep something off the list because you get to it tomorrow or it isn't a problem. The key to changing your life is to determine exactly where you stand in this moment in time. This balance sheet is going to be extremely important in showing profit and loss as we craft following steps. It's a picture in time, the first step in understanding your net worth. It's a benchmark as you build your financial future. Now, the process of building a complete financial investment portfolio is it's not some get-rich-quick scheme. It will take years. This is a long-term strategy, but if you are dedicated and diligent, you will reach your goals, so don't lose hope. Now, onto the second step, building your financial future. We have learned that with the 401k retirement plan, many businesses match contributions employees make to their 401k accounts. The amount of these matching contributions can vary widely from company to company, most providing an escalation in benefits based upon tenure. Now, yet, despite this free cash, some individuals do not take advantage either because they don't understand the time value of money or they don't believe they can afford to have their take-home pay reduced. The fact is, you can't afford not to contribute. If your employer matches $1 for $1 up to the first 5% of your contribution, you are immediately earning 100% return on your investment. This will give you a retirement refund, a nice jump start. When you consider these funds, it will also grow tax deferred in your 401k for the next 20, 30, or 40 years. The opportunity cost over a career can be hundreds of thousands of dollars or more. But if your employer doesn't match your contribution, don't contribute anything until you completed the next several steps. Now, the bottom line, even if you are buried under a mountain of credit card debt, can't pay your monthly bills, and have your telephone disconnected, you must contribute to your future. This is how people retire early, as well as have a worry-free life during their senior years. Now, the third step is developing a plan for paying down high-interest credit card debt. Take the balance sheet you prepared and on a separate sheet of paper, rank all of your debts by the interest rate you are paying with the highest first. Decide how much you can afford to dedicate to reducing your balance each month from your regular income. If you are making regular contributions to a mutual fund or an investment account outside of your 401k match, temporarily stop and add that money to your debt reduction fund. Pay the minimum balance on all the debts except the highest ranked on the list. Just add a credit card with the highest interest rate. The highest ranked card should receive all of the capital, less the minimums on the other debts that you can afford to part with until it has been completely paid off. Now, when you wipe out a balance, cross that card off your list. Put it in a drawer. You do not want to cancel the card. This will lower your credit card or your credit score and cause the interest rate you pay on the variable rate and then the due debt to increase. Just don't use it again. Then continue this process until all of those accounts are paid in full. Now, this process may take months, even years, but the key is to avoid making new charges and find extra money to pay down debt faster. This doesn't mean you have to abandon your cards altogether. They can be a valuable financial tool if used responsibly. Now, the fourth step is purchase a dividend-paying life insurance policy. In my opinion, this is the greatest financial product to investors and non-investors on this planet because it's incomparable to that of other financial investment products. The key benefits of a dividend-paying life insurance policy are as follows: competitive return, guaranteed return, 100% insured, tax deferred, liquidity use and control, unlimited contributions, create your own retirement pension, tax-free income, sustainable, judgment-proof, creditor-proof, provides a disability waiver. You have a chronic terminal illness rider, helps with medical expenses, tax-free legacy, transferable to your heirs, and you have bankability. You could turn $10,000 into a $100,000 asset that keeps on growing. What if you can put in $100,000 or $1 million? You're looking at several million dollars in return. Now, the fifth step is saving a down payment for a house. By owning your own home, you are converting what was previously an expense like rent into equity. To sweeten the deal, not only is the interest paid on your mortgage tax deductible, but you are permitted a lifetime capital gains tax exemption of $250,000 if single or $500,000 if married. That's if you sell your home at a profit. Now, from an investment standpoint, this is particularly attractive. As a financial guru like Susan Orman frequently reminds her fans, most homes appreciate at 3-4% a year and are purchased with 20% down. A $100,000 house, for example, would appreciate $3,000 to $4,000 per year, or nearly 20% on the $20,000 cash investment or the down payment. And remember, put nothing in your name, so the best way of protecting yourself from debt is putting it in a trust to maximize your equity and diversify this asset. Sixth step is more important than ever. You should establish an emergency cash reserve to cover basic living expenses. This will allow you to weather any unexpected storms like unemployment, medical bills, home and auto repairs. At the very least, the emergency cash reserve should be sufficient to cover up to 12 months of the following: rent or mortgage payments, insurance costs, utility bills, groceries, fixed payments like your car payments, student loan payments, and credit cards, stuff like that. Also investing your emergency cash reserve. The primary investment objective for your emergency cash reserve is safety, not return. The simplest option is to park the funds into savings or a money market account. If you are interested in generating extra income, consider purchasing a dividend-paying life insurance policy, which is always a great choice. Assume your emergency cash reserve is $10,000. You will simply purchase a dividend-paying life insurance policy to compound interest your reserves. Once you have enough equity, you can borrow from the policy, no questions asked. But until then, you can use your policy as collateral to get a loan. And in 5 or 10 years, you would more than triple your money while the policy continues to compound interest. The seventh step, invest in yourself. If you're thinking about starting a business, improving your professional skills, or making yourself stand out with your employer, you may want to consider investing in yourself by taking educational courses. Many colleges and universities offer professional certification programs, with many of these courses and certification programs being available online. Now, you can also get certified in state programs like becoming a real estate agent, insurance agent, or broker. These programs don't require a college degree, and you can make a great living for yourself. Now, when it comes to investing for beginners, I'm often asked advice for someone starting out on their own. And my answer is always the same: enroll in basic accounting and finance courses. The knowledge you gain can make a significant difference in your income if applied wisely, paying for itself many, many times over. Now, the eighth step is saving for your children's education. Even though you have no obligation to put your child through school, most parents obviously want the best life for their children, but there are convincing arguments that you will do much greater good by requiring them to fund their own education. Perhaps the best solution is to wait until after graduation. Evaluate the academic performance, the professional drive, and the qualitative characters objectively. Now, if you like what you see, offer to pay for all a portion of the education. That way, if your child takes 7 years to graduate because he's spending all of his free time at frat parties, he can bear the consequences while you enjoy your new Mercedes. And regardless of your opinion on the matter, it is vital that you save for your retirement before you put funds aside for your child's education. And again, I will recommend starting a dividend-paying life insurance policy for each child as soon as they are born, because in 18 years, you should have enough money to pay for their college tuition, books, room and board, and whatever else. This will prevent you from taking out loans, spending countless hours trying to qualify for scholarships, grants, and federal aid. But if they do, it's just a bonus. In the ninth step, pursuing other investments. If you follow the step-by-step for building a complete financial investment portfolio, you have paid off your credit card debt, established an emergency fund, contributed to your retirement, your children's education, purchased a home. Now it's time to turn your eyes to additional investment opportunities. Owning or opening a brokerage account would allow you to invest in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, certificates of deposits, real estate investment trusts, treasuries, and more. Selecting a broker is largely a question of what you want. Are you looking for a relationship with a single person like a traditional broker, or with a broker you don't know like a discount broker, or do you want to place most of your trades online? The primary benefit of the latter model was significantly lower trading costs. Many brokerage firms offer both models and allow the trader to choose at the time they open their account. I recommend doing as much due diligence as possible before opening a brokerage account, but if you don't want to deal with the trading, just purchase more dividend-paying life insurance policies where you don't have to worry about the ups and downs and market crashes. The 10th step is just stay the course. The hard work is done. You laid the foundation. The key to success is making intelligent decisions and sticking to the basics of a complete financial investment portfolio. There is nothing magical about wealth building. It is to achieve through a culmination of small, disciplined choices. To borrow a line from the important book, The Richest Man of Babylon, you must keep your mind on the bigger goal to protect your true wants from your casual desires. So, if you have more questions about what to include in a portfolio after establishing estate planning, then you can start by contacting me at www.mansourbay.com. That's MansourBey.com. Or either through one of my social media sites like Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram under my moniker, Ask Mansour Bey. And that's AskMansourBey, or by phone at area code 305, number 964-8858. And that's 305-964-8858 during normal business hours Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'll basically give you a complimentary insurance planning strategy to provide the best option or the best plan of action for you, your family, and business, putting you guys on your way to building an asset protection portfolio, one or several policies at a time. And if you or someone you know is inundated or swamped with trying to balance their life and finances between a job, family, children, even school and other commitments, I have an opportunity for you to plug into what's called the 140 Club that'll help you build a six-figure income in 1 to 3 years, cashing in on three income streams that pay out daily, monthly, and bonuses. This will give you the freedom to focus on what you do best while your supplemental income and portfolio is growing organically at the same time. Now, with that said, I'm out of time. I want to thank everyone that is listening to this broadcast, and I hope that I was able to help you with understanding what to do after estate planning. So if you're willing to expand your learning and break old habits, then keep joining me weekly on Fridays. Also, please make a comment or feel free to ask any questions about today's broadcast in the comment section. Also, if you're listening to this live, then the podcast will be available for replay shortly to use at your discretion. And again, thank you and God bless.